SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When it's the dog days of summer, that means just one thing. Time to clock out, sit back, relax.
Shut up!
Yeah.
All right? How about that?
Sorry about that. It's time to lock in for another edition of Moneyline with the two best hosts on radio, Donnie Wrightside.
But it is what it is. Otherwise, if we just ran off a spreadsheet, there'd be no gambling, there'd be no sports books because everybody would just press buttons and win every single thing they absolutely bet at that point.
And Kevin Walsh.
Even if the matchup's a little worse, Donnie, odds are he's going to bounce back because he's just been too good kind of right now, and he let an opportunity pass him by.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Best hour of your day now officially underway. It is a glorious Tuesday, and my goodness, is it hot in the Northeast today. Oh my goodness. Let me check my watch right now. It says, feels like 106 degrees outside. Now, you guys know me. I like to walk the dogs quite a bit throughout the afternoon. It's hot. Dripping sweat. Dogs are like, get me back in the house. It's that time of the year, as we like to say, those dog days of summer. I'm Donnie Wrightside. Kevin Walsh will be with us momentarily. It's Moneyline, and away we go on hot topics. And this is the week that those topics need to be extra hot because we don't have too much going on here on the field itself. As you know, a lot of NFL teams' rookies have reported to camp by today. First getting underway was the Ravens this past Saturday. More and more teams will get into camp each and every day. Did you watch Home Run Derby yesterday? Well, I saw the tweets, I guess, and social media coming out over the past 25 minutes, and the headlines read, Ingrid Andress, who is the person who sung the national anthem last night, if you want to call it that, you're like, man, that was terrible. Well, turns out she was hammered as she sung, and typically, we'd make a lot of jokes with that, but her Instagram account tweets out, she was drunk last night, checking in herself to a facility to get the help she needs, so I can't really go down that path at this point, so we wish the young lady all the best in recovering, and yes, it was a really bad performance, and no, you should not be drinking and singing the national anthem in front of a packed studio audience like a stadium, and also be broadcast out to millions and millions of people, so off to rehab that Ingrid Andress goes, but I think everybody thought something was off last night once that national anthem was sung. You know what else was off yesterday? The Home Run Derby itself. Now, I see, like, as I start to talk, like, over the years and my whole Make Me Commissioner campaigns in different sports, I think people are starting to understand where I come from and hearing me out on what needs to be corrected. Home Run Derby is supposed to be, oh, my goodness, something I haven't seen before, Kevin. And last night, I could have went down to the local, you know, minor league field or the Pony Stadium and said, you know what, I can do the same thing myself. I heard, Kevin, because I didn't watch it, I heard it was over 3 hours, and some of those home runs, you could hear a pin drop in the audience. Is that true?
It was terrible. I mean, it was actually bad, which should be impossible. Like, it should be impossible for a home run derby to be bad. It's basically the equivalent, again, because I don't know if people maybe have talked about a dunk contest being bad, but with dunks, you're trying to increase the difficulty, so you're mm-hmm. opening up the world where, we might not be able to get it done, and obviously we've lost creativity. It would be, Donnie, if a three-point contest was bad. There are no bad three-point contests. It's why every year people say, should it close? Because it can't be bad. It's just the best shooters in the world mm-hmm. making three-point shots. Mm-hmm. Major League Baseball, again, only this incredibly stupid sport could find a way to do this, Donnie. Explain this to me. Mm-hmm. How do Pete Alonso and Gunnar Henderson combine for hardly as many home runs as Alec Bohm hit? It is, now, and it's not a slight to Alec Bohm. Where are the juiced baseball? Why are you changing the colors of the baseball? By the way, they have a TV runner essentially explaining the rules to hitters before they get up there. The broadcast team didn't know the rules until it was basically going on. And I'm not talking about the format. Like, Alec Bohm, they're like, oh, he gets
gets four outs, and then they're like, oh, I guess he doesn't get four outs. Oh, you have to get to 425 in the... It was awful. These guys get 40 pitches. They're not even finishing the allotment in time.
Correct.
They're not. What they did with that stupid 40 pitches thing was basically make everybody think it was okay to slow down. So you took all the pace out of it. Everybody was going slower. There's significantly less home runs. It was garbage. It was garbage. And yes, I'm not going to run from it. I'm upset because I lost every single dollar I placed on that stupid thing.
Wow.
That's okay, though. It was horrific. For the people who bet the under longest home run, I'm not saying you didn't cap it correctly, okay? I think there was one home run that went over 450 feet. The lowest individual player home run prop was 449 and a half. Are they too stupid to juice the baseballs in a home run derby? I mean, God, how was that so terrible?
Yep. No, and I agree with you completely, and this was me who knows this week is coming. And a lot of people focus on the home run derby. And sometimes I'll, you know, toot my own horn a little bit. I saw this coming a mile away when they started naming these people. And my favorite part about it is it's like nobody wants to see Alec Boehm hit home runs. He might have been the best home run hitter in the contest, basically, which is wild to think about. Home run derbies are meant for the biggest, freakish athletes with the biggest muscles that all they want to do is crush a baseball, and you got none of that. Shout out Pete Alonso, who actually continues to want to do this five times, didn't perform all that well, but still wanted to go out there and perform. I'm not even going to rip Pete on that performance that he had last night. My only bet, which again, $25 bet, which paid back close to $75, was Jose Ramirez at a plus 198 price to advance, because I just said to myself, all of these guys are very average. Just give me the plus money on a decent hitter, and it worked out. There was no handicap there. And also the other handicap, just take the under. Do people understand what air conditioning and no humidity does to the traveling of baseballs? And also, I did blame Major League Baseball because you didn't help them. Number one, you didn't apply any pressure on some of these superstars. Like Shohei Ohtani was sitting there watching, going like, well, next year I'll do it because I'm going to be pitching again. Made no sense. What the hell kind of comment is that?
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I mean? Like, what a great comment that is. Hey, you know, when I'm doing even more next year, I would love to extend myself. And you know what? Have me starting pitcher and hit, and I'll do home run derby next year. No, this is the year you're supposed to do it, dummy. This is the year you're supposed to be like, look, I don't do anything. I don't even play the field at this point. I would love to be in a home run competition derby, and they weren't able to do that. But they, again, Kevin, you had a place that you could open that roof, and it could have been like a pinball machine. You could have corked those bats, put those balls with helium, and watched those things fly into the fifth deck. Like, you know what's more fun here? Let's have it completely silent. But again, that Texas crowd needed to be comfortable, so the rest of the people at home had to watch a terrible home run derby because of that.
It was awful. I mean, it was so bad. And nobody's defending it. Like, that's the thing, right? There's nobody who's like, oh, come on, guys. You're like, I am, you know, again, we're always self-aware, right? And I am aware that I am more prone to complaining due to the fact that my wagers did not go well. But that is... If my wagers were going well, yeah, I would have been happy about it, but it doesn't mean I would have been entertained. You know what I'm saying?
Like, correct.
Everybody looked like they had just got off a plane, and they said, here's the bat, by the way, here's a 19-page rule book, good luck. It's like, what?
Like, nobody was practicing, like, weeks in advance on it. They just showed up and were told, here's what you're going to do. Here's where you're going to hit. And I get a kick out of that stuff, too, because, again, I'm usually like that Debbie Downer. But, again, I wasn't wrong in this. Like, I feel like I have a pulse on what is supposed to be fun. What are the All-Star Game home run derby competitions we talk about? Do you remember in old Yankee Stadium, Josh Hamilton showed up there and damn near was hitting baseballs onto the rail tracks in right field? That's fun. When Bryce Harper needs, like, I don't know, 8 home runs in the final 2 minutes to win one, he is smashing baseballs in front of his own team. Or how about the one in Miami where you have guys bigger than life knocking baseballs 550 feet up against the glass? That's fun. Last night wasn't fun, but that's okay. Because when you have bad performances, next year, we probably have a phenomenal home run derby. We'll talk about this and much, much more. It's Moneyline right here on a Tuesday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Home Run Derby hits close to home. It really does. And the reason I say that is every kid growing up, including myself, whether it's you're taking your aluminum bat and you're 10 baseballs down with three of your friends and you play Home Run Derby in the middle of summer at the local, you know, Little League field. A lot of fun. Or it's just wiffle ball in your backyard, you're playing Home Run Derby. It's ingrained in society. The home run ball is what we really love to see. And it's just a shame that Major League Baseball put on that show yesterday. And I leave it. It's the same as the NBA, Kevin. There's a reason why the dunk competition gets widely panned, and basically by me. I'm the president of that fan club. Do you know how it changes? Six superstars at the height of their abilities dunking. We will love it. We will all watch and enjoy it. Same thing with baseball. If last night, Kevin, you told me, hey, look, I don't really like, you know, Globe Life Stadium. There's not much to do with it. Oh, yeah, well, how about this? Stanton's out there. Bryce Harper's out there. Shohei Ohtani's out there. Vladdy Jr.'s out there. Like, Pete Alonso, like, the mashers are here. You know what I would have done, Kevin? Well, I got to watch this and bet it. I'm going to tell you, you like my true serum all the time. Kevin, I didn't see a single swing last night of that competition. Didn't see a single swing and didn't care. Had a bet on it, woke up and like, oh, look at that. Jose Ramirez did advance. Oh, that's really nice. Didn't watch a single swing live on a day where it's like, hey, well, what do you want Donnie to do? You got 16 things going on in football. You got a couple things going on in basketball. Home Run Derby's there. Maybe I'll check in. Didn't make it there. Didn't watch a single live swing. Just woke up, watched some highlights today, but mainly just said, all right, Home Run Derby results. Under, 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 under. I'm like, yeah, that was a great time last night. It's supposed to be all overs for Home Run Derby. That's when it's fun.
Let me just say this, though, right, with the dunk contest. And I.
Uh-oh.
No.
Uh-oh.
Donnie.
What's wrong with the mic?
What is wrong with them? What do you mean?
What are you, muffled over? Sounds like you swallowed your microphone right now. No, what happened?
Now, I don't know. What do I do? What do you want me to do? I raise the ant? I don't know. Let me find out. Come
on. See that? Kevin's getting passionate right there. Sound like he swallowed the mic at that point. Tough scene overall. We'll see when he gets back on the air with us. But, you know, just going over it, because we're going to talk about, the All-Star game tonight, and there's not too much going on across the sports atmosphere. Actually, there was 11:30 starting the WNBA, which I guess we got to check into that in just a little bit. But there are ways to improve it, and it's just so simple as bring the superstars back to the competition. And also, don't change the rules every year, as Kevin pointed out, so nobody has any idea what's going on. I don't mind rule tweaking at times.
Do I sound fine now?
Now you do, yeah. There you
All right.
Go. Now you're back.
Now let me explain myself. You know how you said that, like, look, the dunk contest, we need to get stars out there?
Yes.
But, Donnie, last night would have been like if Zach LaVine was in the dunk contest and couldn't make a dunk. Like, you had Pete Alonso, and he finished with 12 home runs.
Yeah, but hear me out on this, though. Part of the fun is the hype and the anticipation. If you had the NBA's top four superstars dunking, you would talk about that for a while, and you know what you would do? You'd absolutely watch it. Whether or not it turned out good, we would all be watching and hoping it turned out well. Last night, it was Pete Alonso and a bunch of bums out there, basically, home run hitters. And again, it's a lot of those guys are all-stars. They're great players. They're just not when you say, who do you want? Like, it used to be like, is Stanton in that competition? Awesome. I'll watch it. Because you know what's going to happen? He is going to hit one to the moon. That's the essence of a home run derby. Not just making it over the fence 13 times. That stinks.
No, listen. I agree that it could have had more star power. What I'm telling you is if you replace the names but keep the results the same, well, last night was still terrible.
I don't think the results would have been that way, though, if you had the big
But, Donnie, what I'm telling you is...
You would have got a home run 530, 540, something.
No, you wouldn't have, Donnie. You really wouldn't have. You just... Bobby Witt barely got one 450. His prop was 475 and a half. Like, Donnie, it was garbage. If I made you give me your perfect all-star field, right, or home run derby field,
yeah.
Pete Alonso's in it. He was the worst home run hitter last night. It just doesn't even compute.
Yeah,
it was garbage.
Bad.
It was
bad
garbage.
Performance.
But it was
if
really
you have
bad.
A million different guys out there, I think it would be better. But hopefully they revamp it, change it around. And I was saying my favorite thing about the Home Run Derby is not that a guy hit 62 home runs and like, okay, it's a pretty cool feat. I just want to see the guys that absolutely nuke a baseball. Like, that's who wins it for me. You get 10 swings, untimed, farthest home run is what makes you advance. You have 10 chances, 10 swings to hit the farthest home run you can. Hey, look at that. that. Vladdy Jr., 479. Up, Aaron Judge just went 501. He moves on. Oh, but wait. Vladdy hit 6 home runs and Judge hit 4. I don't care. The longest home run wins during that round. No games. No, wait for this. 10 swings to hit the longest. And if you hit the longest, the top 4 move on like you did yesterday. And then in the next round, whoever hits the longest home run of those. We don't need 3 hours, Kevin. We don't need 3 hours of it. It'd be like a dunk competition that just kept going, like best of 7. You're like, man, this is really boring at this point.
Listen, again, it was garbage. I understand that you're saying, oh, if we had better players, eventually it would have worked out. Mm-hmm. Donnie, of the field last night, I believe Ramirez and Bohm are the only guys that went over their props. Mm-hmm. Everybody had a bad performance. It wasn't just a peep thing. Like, yeah. Everybody was underneath expectation. It was stunning. It really was. It was absolutely bizarre to watch.
I'm watching right now down there in Texas. And, of course, it looks hot, but the red carpet's out here. So, I mean, the game is like 8 o'clock. They're talking to Aaron Judge now. I mean, they really draw it out over this weekend, which, again, like, hear me out, people. I told you. You want to have the way to do an all-star game, Kevin? All-star weekend like the NBA. You end on Friday night. Everybody flies in for a Saturday home run derby. Sunday night's the all-star game. Monday, you are right back to playing in your home stadium.
But Donnie, they would never – Donnie, you know what I would say? You'd be better off campaigning that they should just get rid of it.
Yes, why? Well, see, I've already said that. Like, I was talking about that this morning. Saying, hey, you know what? You made the All-Star Game. Congratulations. We're going to have a dinner at the Sphere in Las Vegas in November, and we'll all celebrate who we were All-Stars and who played well at this point. There's no need for an All-Star Game in any sport at all. The All-Star Game, Kevin, initially what it was intended to do, oh, my goodness, all the stars in one place. I've never seen Jose Canseco ever swing a bat because I'm a National League city. Now you see him every single week 3,000 times a night. There's no need for an All-Star Game. Has anybody gone, like, as a kid, like, wow, Mike Trout. Like, no, you can watch him every single night online play baseball. In the past, it was like, oh my God, Willie Mays. It's the first time I'm seeing him all year long. It's July. Oh my God, he's a great player. No need for that anymore. It isn't. So maybe it goes away. The NFL's right. They did away with their stupid Pro Bowl game, and pretty soon we'll be done with that stupid Pro Bowl activities that they had, and nobody will miss it, and it's okay. Have a dinner. Steak, lobster, awards, and money handed out. That's all we need, people. It's Donnie. It's Kevin. We'll be right back on this Tuesday on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Swagging it up here at the All-Star Game, watching the red carpet show. All the All-Stars and their wives and their girlfriends walking the carpet. Some freshly minted wives and girlfriends. We'll see if they show up here at the All-Star Game, see what happens here. But we do have an All-Star Game tonight, Kevin. It's the National League. It's the American League. Typically, the American League wins every year. And it is funny. It's like, all right, how do we do this? I don't know. It's like the coin flip in the Super Bowl. Just go 118-100 one side. Which one do you want to just look? The American League usually wins. They'll be a slight favorite. Great. 7.5 is the total. Fantastic. I actually think some of the Paul Skeens numbers are the most fascinating. First pitch velocity. Will he get 3 strikeouts? 3 up, 3 down, which I actually gave away as my best bet, which, again, how much of a bet? Like, wasn't even like, hey, let me tweet out again that I had Jose Ramirez to advance. Like, it wasn't really a handicap. It was just like, you know what? Good price on a decent player. I don't think anybody else is all that good. Why not? And it worked. Same thing with that. And I didn't bet the longest home run under, but I was like, air conditioning, lineup stinks. I don't think they're going over. And it worked out in my favor. Again, no true handicaps, just educated guesses per se. So me, for Paul Skeens, 3 up, 3 down in the first inning at plus 160, that's the way I went. But if anybody's asking me, hey, what's your angle on this game? There is no angle. I don't know who is playing in the second inning. I don't know who's pitching in the second inning. I don't know anything about this game other than there's a lot of stars and typically really good amped up pitchers that know, Kevin, they have 10 pitches to perform, throw 3 to 4 miles an hour over what they do and just let it absolutely rip. Like, Paul Skeens going into a game, Kevin's like, you know what? All right, I know I got to heat it on. If I need to reach back sometimes, I can really get after it. But I got to go 7 innings. I got to throw 100 pitches. This one, they're going, hey, kid, spotlight's on. You're the next hottest thing. You're going up against 3 unbelievable hitters. Just absolutely rear back and let it fire because you're not getting more than 12 pitches. Okay, mission assigned. Good luck hitting those guys, man. Good luck.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna, I don't know, it's one of those things, Donnie, it looks super easy, the three up, three down. I was thinking about maybe just doing the under half a hit, just in case Soto draws a walk. So you get plus 105 instead of the three up, three down. Or maybe you just do two plus strikeouts, because even if he's in trouble, he always strikes guys out.
Correct.
So you said three up, three down is your favorite, right?
I like that. Plus 160, yes. Price point and for what I'm getting out of it. I think he can go one, two, three in that inning, yes.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. I mean, you know, it's if you try and get analytical
and
on it, right?
And granted, like people outside of Soto, their job in the All-Star game is to show out. You know, look, this doesn't go against my statistics, but I'll be damned if in 20 years I'll tell my kid I went yard in the first inning. Like, you know what I mean? They're swinging from their heels. Like, Soto's out here dancing around the box trying to get on base. I don't think anybody else is trying to get on base. Come on.
No, I don't disagree, but what you just said is, again, Soto is out there just swiveling hips and just trying to get on to set up Judge, right? Like, just being an absolute. Now, I do have a question for you. Do we know, like, how, like, if Skeens is going to get the second inning?
Do we know if. There's no shot. No. Now that we have
like, how's this
new.
All work?
I'm thinking no pitcher goes more than one inning because we're back to this is an exhibition, and you know damn well Pittsburgh's not, because the joke yesterday was like, look, Skeens goes to the front, give him a second, give him a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. Let him go seven in. Let him throw his no-hitter in the All-Star game. How about that in a game that means nothing? But we understand what it's like. We're back to the old All-Star game where it's like the goal is make sure I get every single player into this game, and that means a pitcher can't go two innings.
Okay. That makes sense, yeah. So that would then what, Chris Sale get the ball second?
Exactly. Yep, you just hand it right down the list, and they all know the deal. Like, hey, look, man, you're going to get, like, 15 pitches. Just go out there and let it rip. And that's tough on the hitters, man. Specifically, like, again, like, the bullpen guy's coming out, too. It's like, hey, you know what? Well, I got to pitch tomorrow and the next day. Like, no, you have, like, 4 or 5 days off. Those filthy guys in the bullpen just coming out there throwing 99 on the black, like, it's so hard to hit those pitches. And the players in the game itself, they're like, all right, a lot of times you're playing regular season Washington Nationals, bum bullpen in the eighth, like, ooh, I can hit this guy. Now you see, like, superstar bullpen after superstar bullpen come out. It's like, this guy's got a filthy slide. Like, what am I doing up here? Just, you know what? I hope I just guess right. Three pitches, I either strike out or I hit a home run. I'm going home.
Yeah. Man, I wish someone pointed out to me yesterday there's a FanDuel thing to record a stolen base. And they don't have... Yeah, but they don't have what's his name listed? Ellie, which is annoying. Why would they not have him listed?
Probably just too easy. Like, you know what the best part of it? Like, Ellie De La Cruz, they go 1.5 on him. Like, everybody else is one, he's 1.5. You're like, you just don't want the action, do you, at this point? Meanwhile, if he does get on first base, he's probably going to steal second and third just to make it a point in the All-Star game, which would be fun to watch. But, yeah, typically 7.5. Again, an All-Star. Most All-Star games are so overhyped on offense. Not Major League Baseball. It's the exact opposite. It's a Tuesday. It's an All-Star Tuesday right here on Moneyline on the Sports Grid Network. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hot topics all the way around today. It's what we do. Not much going on in the sports atmosphere. National League, American League tonight. Skeens versus Burns to open. Minus 118, plus 100 split is the favorite is the American League. And then we'll see what happens during the game. Will I be watching? Tune in a little bit. I will, because I genuinely enjoy the All-Star game itself. Will I watch it all the way through? Absolutely not. Can I not wait till Friday to get these guys back on the field? It should be a lot of fun. But yesterday, Kevin, you know what I did? Which, you know, you might appreciate one time in your life. Every 30 days, and some people just wait much, much longer than that. I drained the hot tub out, put that fresh, sparkling water in there. Because you're supposed to after 90 days, it says. And I don't have to stick to that. Some people every 6 months. So yesterday, put it in. But you know what I do in the summertime? Like, I have a big hot tub. It seats 8 people. So it's almost like my own little pool, per se. I put that bad boy down like 90 degrees. Because the one thing is like, Donnie, why don't you have a pool? I don't like pools, to be honest. Let's be straightforward.
Really?
I like warm water. That's what I like. If that's why when I go and say, I like the beach, I do. I like going in the ocean. So I'm going to preface it by saying this. If the water is very warm, when it's cold, that's not refreshing to me. Which is why I used to love, back in my other life, life, which was years ago, going to the Caribbean and sitting in like boiling hot water in Jamaica. I love that. But in the summer, I usually, like the hot tub for me, mine goes up to, I think, 104. I don't know if that's a legality thing. Like, I don't think they're allowed to make them above that because the lawsuits for cooking people in their own, like, you know, soup would be crazy. But it's usually right around 100 is a comfortable temperature to me. 103, I like it, but it's sort of like after like 15 minutes, you can't stay in it that long. But in the summertime, I'll lower it down to 92, 91 degrees and like basically in there like a pool. And I can stay in there for hours. So the crisp water, ready for the summer, ready to go. I love it, man.
You're a big home maintenance guy, aren't you? Mm. Like just kind of doing everything around the house.
Yes, I like to watch. I like to watch my sprinklers when the grass gets watered because I do it three times a day, once in the morning, once. And now it's all time, so I'm not doing it myself. They're automatic sprinklers. Goes on very early in the morning, right when I wake up. So I look out there just to see if everything's going all right. Then like around lunchtime, I don't get to see that much. And then it's like 9 o'clock at night is my final blast in the water, but I'm usually asleep by then. So I like to check it out every once in a while just to make sure every head's working correctly. Out. These are old man things, man. You'll appreciate this at one time in your life.
Now, I don't want to get anyone in trouble, right? Yes. But would you believe me if I said I had eyes on you yesterday, watering plants?
Mm. Well, people were sharing stuff? I mean, that's not right behind the scenes, man. There's cameras all over this place.
It was one of those things, man. It came across my desk, if you will. Yeah. And I just got such a kick out of it because I
was that water in a tree?
No, it's the
or the front lawn.
That apparently, yeah. That
Homes
are keeping up with.
Wow.
So I don't know. I got that, and I just it was so funny to me because of your constant watchful eye on wherever I am.
Uh-huh.
And it was unexpected. I was gonna to send it to you, right? But I'm like, again, like I don't want anyone to get in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You don't want to breach a contract right there where like I start prying into some things. You know what I mean? You just gotta let things settle in and let things relax before people get real deep into like the coverage of certain things. See, like the communication flow in my house is correct. We're like the sanctity of some information should stay separate. But I like what I'm getting pranked behind the deal. And by the way, what Kevin's talking about is I love my grass, as most people in this country do as they get older. We don't have very much things to look forward to when you're in your 40s. But a nice grass. I spent a lot of money on my sprinklers, a lot of time on my grass. But here's what happened. Well, we have a septic system, which is in my area. We don't have city sewer, so it's a septic, right? So, like, the water spreads out differently on my front lawn. But the problem is it used to be contained in one area, and it used to drive me nuts. Like, I would walk the dog and walk across my graft and squish, 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 squish on my front lawn. Go, one day, I'm going to fix this. I don't want to spend $1 million doing it. So we went about a method with a landscape company to fix it. But what they had to do, Kevin, was dig up, like, a quarter of my front grass.
Whoa.
And it was just, like, you know, leveling out with dirt and soil. And then you have to put like the seeds down on top of it. Well, it's been a couple weeks now, and there's areas that aren't growing in, and it just like. To no end, I wake up every day and like walk out there and just like eye it up and lay more topsoil and more seeds here, more topsoil, more seeds here, because eventually it's going to all the way come in, but it's not there yet. So that's why I'm so crazy right now with my lawn. That's just the way it is.
The photo that came through, it was actually kind of funny because the response from my girlfriend was, "You're gonna have to learn from Donnie. He's gonna have to show you the ropes." There.
Yep.
So there was a lot of respect shown for because it seems like I'm gonna have to deal with my own grass pretty soon.
Yes.
Which man, I'm gonna be way in over my head, quite frankly.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm in for.
I'm gonna tell you, like the people out there. Now hear me out on this too, because I'm a self-learner. Like when I talked about like back in like 08, 09, 010 in those areas, like, you know what? If I want to be a handicapper, I got to learn YouTube and get a camera. Like I'm self-taught. And when I really want to learn something, I go down the rabbit hole. I'm like, you know what? Do it right and learn on the fly. So last year, like I never had a pool and I never wanted a pool and I don't have a pool, but I do have a hot tub. Got it. We talk about a long process. I mean, the permits to get the concrete pad and the upgrades and the electric and the unbelievable the hoops you got to jump through, but finally get it here. And they basically just drop it off. Okay, I'm like, hey, here's one page and good luck. I said, well, hold on here. I don't know how to turn this thing on. What, I fill it up and look at all these chemicals I got to use. So it was trial and error for like 6 months how to get your water correct. And I give you a thought process about it because I understand. It's like if you call, hey, by the way, I'm having trouble with my hot tub. Like, good luck on that because it's ridiculous to try to get through like how to explain it. It was almost like trial and error for so long. And I was like, wow. Yeah. Now that I have it down, it's no big deal. But when other people are going to have hot tubs and pools, like, hey, man, mm-hmm. they say, hey, man, you might be people are on your own at this point. I don't even know if I can help out at that point. It's so wild.
That is not comforting. I will tell you that. That is not comforting at all. Yep. I guess it's honest, though, which I can't knock. I feel like, you know, it's so funny is, but at back in Queens, my dad has taken all those things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yep. What's funny though is we don't really have grass in Queens,
yeah,
like that. So you know, he just is out there sweeping leaves every day, like, and he goes up and down the block, like he's sweeping the neighbor's leaves because it's like basically, I think he yearns for a lawn. Like now that I'm just kind of talking it out here, like he must be desperately wondering, like, man, what I would do for some grass to keep. That would be fantastic. Yes.
Like when you're a kid, right? And again, my houses, they all had grass. We were always playing on that grass. I'm going to tell you right now. I've had a bunch of boys running on my front grass playing tackle football. Like, as much as I respect the art of the tackle football and I like the fact these kids are playing football, I'm going to have to tell them to move it up the block, man. I mean, your priorities change when you get older. Like, don't mess with my grass out there. And I'm telling you, like, you want another story? And this is great because, again, we have the All-Star game tonight. Not much to talk about. Last year, somebody drove on my front lawn with a quad.
No.
I live, yes, listen, hear me out. I live in a community. Again, it's woodsy. Well, I'm not like in the Poconos where I just went on vacation, right? I'm not like in the mountains, but I'm in a woodsy area. And a lot of kids have motorcycles and, you know, motorized vehicles, ATVs, what you have it. And every once in a while you hear them like ripping up and down the street. It's not all that often. Well, one of the kids went down and went on my front lawn, but on that piece that's always wet from last year. And I'm telling you, when I went out to walk the dog the next day, I took pictures of that and sent it to the wife. Like, I was like, all I kept thinking was like, I'm so angry. I don't know who did this, but man, it's going to take like 3 weeks for this thing to come. Like, that's all I kept thinking about, like, the entire day. How could somebody do this to me when, like, my pride, like, I have dogs, I have a kid, I have a wife, I have a hot tub, and I have grass. Like, that's all I have in my life right now. And one of them was ruined, and I was so angry.
That's so funny, man. That's life, though, I guess.
You understand it,
That's getting old.
Like, hey, man, why is that lawn burnt in the sun? Not my grass. I got a well. I'll water it 17 times. Water restrictions? We don't know it around here, people. We're well people over here, and you'll get to know that as well. Fantastic times. You know what we're talking about next? Wide receivers that are telling me, trade me. Get me out of town. We'll talk about that next, who I'm talking about. And no, it's not T. Higgins.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
For the 13th time, maybe this month, Brandon Ayuk of the San Francisco 49ers wants out. And I don't know what it is with wide receivers in the 49ers or how they go about their business, but it is wild. Ayuk is set to make $14 million this year. Now, hear me out on this. We understand that that is a lot of money to the average human being. It's different when you're talking about wide receivers in a short window that have to maximize themselves. And I'll repeatedly say this.
Yeah.
For the wide receiving market, Kevin, do you remember, not this past year, because running backs got paid very well this offseason. The year before, running backs weren't getting paid. Didn't matter what happened. Like, you know what? I'm just going to have to show up to work here because nobody's getting paid. It's different when, let's just say last year, Saquon Barkley didn't get paid, but every single running back got paid top dollar and say, well, hold on now. Like, why am I even showing up to work at this point? That's what's happening right now to Brandon Ayuk. You might say, you got to be kidding me. $14 million. That's a ton of money. Not when you should be making $28 million. And that's what he sees. So he's angry at the 49ers. They keep saying, we're not going to trade you and we want you. I'm telling you right now, the hardest thing in this business is to do, to have a player that understands this team just wants to win. I understand that. But they don't care about me at this point. Like, I want to make my money. They keep telling me how important I am, but then saying I'm not going to get paid, which again is still so baffling. Like, when you look and go overall at T. Higgins, like it's not like the passion project for me. Like, I can't believe this is happening. I'm trying to look into the player going, like, every single person in my boat is getting broke off with a check but me, and my franchise is telling me to show up to work. It's hard to do that and have a balanced life where T. Higgins signed it right away, and apparently he's happy with it, and good for him if that's what he wants. But Brandon Ayuk is like, no, I should be making much more money right now. What's the difference here? I want out. And then you'll play under $14 million. How does this play out, though? Like, because we have a week till training camp for them.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said about San Francisco 49ers and trade requests, right? Because Debo's done this constantly. And I think we kind of were under the idea of, like, all right, listen, it's going to be one of the two that are going to have to go. And when they drafted Ricky Pearsall in the first round out of Florida, everybody was like, listen, this is yes. how this is going to be. They're going to move on from one of these guys. And I think Brandon Ayuk has been very, you know, she's been pretty honest about it, right, Donnie? Maybe a little overly mm-hmm. honest to some, but who cares that he wants to get paid more than he wants to be a San Francisco 49er. And quite frankly, yes. I don't blame him.
Nobody right? will blame him.
I mean, look, it's obviously been a heck of a ride being a part of that Niners core. You've been to the Super Bowl twice. You've lost to the Chiefs twice. You've had a lot of success, and that's great, right? But,
yeah,
man, the NFL is kind of like what Jalen Brunson just did with the Knicks. You can't do that if you play in the NFL, unless you are Mahomes or, you know, Brady, right? Like, you just cannot do that. So I just think this is an instance where he has to get paid. My bigger question, though, Donnie, is what is the cost for him going to be? And are there salary caps things that we need to figure out to who can bring him in? How deep is the list of possible landing spots?
Everybody keeps talking about, like, Pittsburgh. Like, that's the landing spot.
Really?
But you have to understand this. There's two, like, sometimes when athletes get traded, it's where the market has already set itself and the contract is already there. The contract isn't there. So here's the reason why I say this. If Brandon Ayuk, let's just say, was a great football player, and for some reason, like, San Francisco wasn't on the same page and they traded him after year number two, the other team goes, oh, so I get 2 full years of this guy under control. And if he's good, yeah, we'll want to pay him. But, boy, that's awesome. He's going to count $3 million against our cap. You are going to trade a first-round draft pick and then probably make him one of the highest-paid wide receivers in the history of football. That's where it makes it tough from a Niners perspective. Like, you're telling me right now, if the Pittsburgh Steelers called up and were like, hey, you know what? We'll give you 2 first-rounders for Ayuk. He is gone to – the Niners can say whatever they want, how much they love him. He is shipped and gone tomorrow. But the problem now is you know a disgruntled wideout wants out. And he doesn't just say, I don't care what I get paid. I just want to leave here. No. He's saying, yeah, I want to get out of here because I want to get paid. And that's hard because now compensation has to match for the draft pick and also for the amount of money that you're paying for that guy. It's wild.
Yeah, man, it does make things complicated. Now, it's so funny, but I just try to quickly pull up, Donnie, like, cap space for teams right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know if my brain is, like, broken by the NBA, but are you telling me that we have double-digit teams with $20 million in
yes.
cap space? Is that
100%.
Possible?
Yeah, I think even the Eagles are one of those teams spending wildly. The cap space fallacy in the NFL really is that. You could, like, the Dallas Cowboys today, if they want to, like, we'll trade for Ayuk and then we'll sign CeeDee and we'll give them both a big deal. We'll just restructure Dak one time and we'll have that money. It's crazy in the NFL how you can make it work. But yes, there are teams with that much still left under the cap.
Okay, first of all, the NBA is a horrific sport. I'm going to change my tune also. The NFL, Donnie, every single team has cap space. All but about 10 of them have $10+ million. And you have like 6-7 teams with 30. But also, these teams aren't going to spend this money.
No.
All right, so that's all very, very confusing, right?
Yes. They turn it over to the next year, yes.
But, okay, if that then means that there's a lot of teams that can kind of financially make Brandon Ayuk a reality, then it comes down to draft compensation.
Yes.
The fact that they didn't get it done back at the draft, does that say to you that they just, like, they wanted to make sure they got Pearsall? Do you think that they're asking prices bigger? Do you think it's grown less? Like, what is it going to come down to draft capital-wise? I don't feel like Brandon Ayuk was worth 2 round one picks.
No, he's not worth it.
What did Diggs go for?
Did he go for one?
More than Diggs?
I forget what Diggs went for.
Let's take a look here.
Diggs trade. Let's see what it was here.
A 2025 second round pick. Okay, so a first round pick gets this done, right?
Yes.
Every indication that that would be the case. And a high-level second-round pick. Like, if the New England Patriots called, Donnie, and said, we'll give you two second-round picks.
Yes.
Like, does that get this done?
He's probably on the move, yeah. I believe so. Because so you're already saying, like, the 49ers would have already paid. Like, and I know it's like, well, Donnie, you're an Eagles fan. They didn't waste any. Like, they said, you know what? You both are getting paid. Just hold on. It's going to be a week apart. We both want year long term. The Niners aren't doing that. They could have closed this deal 3 weeks ago, 3 months ago. What do you want? You want top of the market? Come meet us a little bit. Okay, fine. Let's get it done. They would have done that in a heartbeat. They're playing hardball because at this point they're saying, they didn't spend that draft pick on Pierce going like, ooh, we're going to have three nasty wideouts. They picked that kid going, you know what? We have a fight with Ayuk. Worst case scenario, we got another wide receiver here. Your call's next right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm already missing handicap in Major League Baseball. We got till Friday. Then we start flipping it over here. Football coming up at the start of August should be fun. But in the meantime, callers still want to get through here, even if we don't have a ton of live action going on. 844-843-6879. Let's go to the X-Man, calling from the great state of Virginia. He's ready, it's hot, and you know he's going to deliver.
Yeah, it is real hot, man. So I got to match that with some hot picks.
Oh, I like it. Let's go.
We're looking at two WNBAs, player props. Seattle Storm, Jewel Lloyd, 20 points. Connecticut Sun, Alyssa Thomas, 10 rebounds. And the all-star pick, we're going with the American League. -1.5, alternate run line. It's 9-1.
Upping it up there. American League back in here. By the way, Kevin, we already had a WNBA go off today.
Yo,
Mercury
what's up,
96,
Kev?
Mystics 87.
Yo, what's going on, X-Man?
Long time no hear.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? You're still making it work? Thank you, sir.
Still making it work.
How about that?
Y'all have a great day, X-Man.
Here's the theme music for this guy. I mean, he's rolling around out there, K-Dub. I mean, he just gets right back into the car. He's got deliveries to make at this point. I mean, ready to rock. Ready to rock at this point. So, yes, we do have a... I wonder if we're going to see more than a -118 on this game tonight. But also, let me ask you this question. Yep. Ace is supposed to just do some damage on the sky tonight. Lying around two touchdowns. What's the Angel Reese outlook now after the double-double streak is down? She busted right back in there. Or are we going to get another 3-for-13 performance? What are we doing?
Yeah, you know... My take is it's good for her that it's done.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's wrong to say that her top priority turned into the double-double streak.
Correct. Yes.
Which was bad. And look, I really don't. She cannot shoot as many shots as she does from where she does and have a two-game stretch where she goes 8-for-30 from the field. It just can't happen.
Yeah.
So for Angel Reese. That's kind of where the focus has to be, is getting that shot right. And but again, it's just like making layups. I don't know. It's so bizarre. I was on her points over against the Liberty, so we saw how that went. It's 13.5 now. There's a part of me that wants to go back to it. I don't know. It's a tricky spot there. There's some injury questions with Stewie tonight in that Liberty-Connecticut game as well. So, yeah, W card's a little tricky here. But, again, you can't be complaining when the other option has been an all-star game, which is the same as a coin flip.
By the way, they're showing the people on the red carpet. Bryce Harper's showing up looking like he's in a rodeo, so with the kids and stuff like
that. Is that good or bad?
Most people, I don't know. I sort of like it. He hams it up a lot. I give him credit for this. He bought in the Philadelphia right off the bat. He is Philadelphia through and through, which, as a fan, you love to see it, as opposed to Juan Soto telling you, like, yeah, I don't know what's the future's in hold for me. Aaron Judge last year, maybe I have to pick another superstar at the end of the year here for the Yanks, if you like me. Tough scenes all the way around. Buy into your home thing. Now they got Skeens up there, Libby done, like they're doing it up right now. Red carpet's fired up at this point. Let me ask you this question though.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani, he doesn't speak any English. He doesn't speak any.
What?
Here's the reason I bring this up. Like, he's probably a cool dude. Like, what do you talk about to the guy if he can't speak English on, like, a bus or a plane? Like, what do you do?
He probably can understand it a bit. I mean, did he... It was the interpreter that went to jail, right?
Yes, yeah.
So does he have a new one?
I'm sure he does, yeah. But he always has to be, like, you can't crack a joke at him. It's got to get translated and then translated back. Like, if I'm put it this way. If you are a global superstar or you are making it big, like, let's just say you only speak Spanish and then you're a huge Major League Baseball player. If you learn English, don't your dollars double? I mean, honestly. Like, Shohei Ohtani is probably a reason why he's not on, like, a national commercial, like, talking.
Can you imagine
if he did? Like, that reach would get even further. But I don't even want to talk. Like, just his teammates alone, though.
Hey, man,
Shohei on that corner. Hey, man, Shohei, did you hit that fastball? He's like, what, huh? Like, he doesn't. Like, what do you mean? Like, we can't communicate? It's kind of odd.
He's got a New Balance commercial. How many baseball players have a commercial? I think he's doing fine.
Yeah, but he would have even more. Like, speak to me after the game. But again, it's not even about, like, just the teammates, Kevin. Like, if I sat down next to you on the plane, you couldn't understand a damn word I was saying. I'd still talk to you the whole flight because I think it's funny. You know what I mean? He probably just, like smiling back and nodding your head. You know, you don't hear somebody like, hey, you laugh it off. Like, I don't even know what that guy just said to me right now, to be honest. But I was just trying to be nice. Like, we've all met people in a mall or a store. Hey, Donnie. Yeah. Like, I don't even know what he just told me. But, of course, I answered something back to him. So we have to get to the bottom of that maybe tomorrow. Kev's not on tomorrow on a Wednesday. Maybe we'll go the full hour on
perfect,
like,
time.
You know what I mean? Like, me and Ohtani just going back and forth. He don't understand me. I don't understand him. We're still best friends at this point, so maybe we can make it happen. The road to having fun continues, and it will tomorrow on a Wednesday. Trust me. For Chris Brown, the Wheels of Steel, Donnie Wrightside, and Kevin Wall. See you tomorrow on another edition of Moneyline.